We had a Steinway piano. It was a Model A, a short Model A, made in 1895. And it had originally been bought as a wedding present to a man who was the European representative for the Standard Oil Company. And he was based in Paris. The piano went with him wherever he went. He was a friend of Mark Twain's, Ida Tarbell, Jean-Claude Depew, and it was his job to entertain the heads of states and all the important people that day. So we don't know who might have pecked out Peter Pumpkin either on that, or there might have been some famous singers and musicians who actually played this piano. It went with him, with his representative to up into Asia and India and any number of places. But he came back to Oklahoma before the statehood and became a prominent businessman. And when his estate was settled in the early 1940s, we bought it. Who had any money in Oklahoma in the early 1940s, just coming out of the Depression, to buy a piano? We paid $250 for that piano. It was in our family for, 60 years, I suppose. And I was wondering just how to move that piano so that Jane wouldn't have to when she came to settle the estate here. And a friend of mine who was a reporter on the Ponca City News wrote an article on it and gave the history and everything and mentioned that it was for sale. Well, there was a man in Ponca City, been there all his life, and when he died, his family wanted to set up a memorial for him. So the mayor of Ponca City got in touch with me, and he bought this piano, and it was completely redone, and new strings and everything put in it, and it is on display on the mezzanine floor of a completely remodeled City Hall in Ponca City.